W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A scary situation at the Vatican today, where a driver's been arrested for plowing through security gates. CBS's Anna Matrenga is in Rome with the latest.
A speeding car rammed through one of the gates leading into the Vatican on Thursday night, managing to reach a courtyard inside Vatican City. Vatican police stationed at the gate fired at the vehicle, but were unable to stop it.
It's not clear if Pope Francis was anywhere near this. An FDA panel has voted unanimously to recommend a shot that protects babies from RSV. Moms would have to take it while pregnant. This could take months for the FDA to decide, but if approved, it would be the first vaccine that safeguards babies against the deadly virus. RSV kills hundreds of kids every year. Meantime, Mpox is spreading again, but reporter Sabrina Cupid tells us vaccines are promising.
The vaccine called Jynneos proves to be effective against Mpox, as the CDC's Christopher Braden.
Jynneos provides substantial protection against Mpox regardless of how it was administered or whether the recipient was immunocompromised.
He says efficacy was up to 75% after one dose, 86% after the second dose. CDC is urging those considered high risk to get vaccinated, as they fear we could see a surge in new cases this summer.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has put Congress on notice over debt limit negotiations, which means we could have a deal soon.
I am hopeful that soon both sides will find an agreement that keeps default completely off the table. We've made good progress this week, but the work continues. No one will get everything they want.
They're still butting heads over spending cuts. President Biden says he's still in the loop on talks in Washington while meeting with world leaders at the G7. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Japan.
The very top of the agenda is continuing support for Ukraine. The United States wants to see real solidarity among all the nations here. One senior administration official described it as turning the screws on Russia.
Weezer performed for writers still striking in Hollywood. The band played for picketers outside of Paramount Pictures yesterday. Last week, it was Imagine Dragons at Netflix. The strike's been going on for 3 weeks now as a Writers Guild fights for better pay. And actors could join them next month when their union contract expires. Here's entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel.
The actors and directors share many of the issues that have led the writers to go out on strike. Residuals, increases in minimums to meet inflation, the looming threat of AI.
SAG's contract expires at the end of June. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Bugtussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bugtussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bugtussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bugtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 49 tonight under overcast skies with isolated thunderstorms likely. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, highs around 56. Lows dip down to about 40. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Now, we're starting with the Jets again, so that just means Joel is gone. Unfortunately, our fearless leader, Joel Clayfish, is at a SCI, I wouldn't call it a banquet, I don't know. They have a monthly meeting. So he is the key speaker today, talking about his sweet axis hunt, I believe. Sweet hunt. He goes on so many hunts that are so fantastic that I wish I could just join, just skip work for 2 weeks, maybe a month, and just go hunting. That'd be fantastic. But okay, so Joel is gone, so it is girls' night out, and that was Hudson. So, I'm canceling the girls' night out because it's two girls and two boys and a dog. So, family night out, I guess we could say. Family night. Calvin, can you be part of the family?
I'll be part of the family for the night.
Oh, thank you, Calvin. So kind, so kind. So, today we have Michelle Ferretta. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello, so good.
So good.
The weather's nice.
Yeah. It is beautiful. It's perfect. And we have Hudson. Hudson is his son. Her son. How old? Want to say hi to everybody, Hudson?
Yeah.
Okay, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Good job. He is 5 years old, and he is a fishing machine.
He is a fishing machine for sure.
They were out bass fishing, and I had to give Michelle a call. I'm like, hey, you're out fishing, and it's the perfect weather to go fishing. I need you to come on the radio show and talk about it.
That's right. And fishing season just opened up. Home opener was going on weekend before last. So
yeah.
Now is the time for fishing.
Yeah, what were you out there? Obviously, we're going to say we're by a tree, by a lake, in this one place. So, but this one place is very close to home for you.
Yes. So, we have a pond in our front yard. It's a little over an acre in size. And we love to fish out there, don't we, Hudson?
Yeah. Now, this is a new area, like a new topic for me with having a pond in your own yard. Mm-hmm. Like, do you stock it? Like, what do you do? Like,
so we were blessed when we purchased the property. It actually came stocked. I think the previous owners did stock it. So we are quickly learning pond management on how to properly maintain the fish because of the fact that they overpopulated.
Oh.
So as they overpopulate, the fish actually stunt. And so spent the last 5 or 6 years trying to get it back to a healthy maintenance level of the different fish.
There you go. And what kind of fish do you have in there?
Hudson, what kind of fish do we have in our pond?
We have bass, bluegills, and walleyes, bass, muskies, and a lot of
it's a big list.
Sunflowers,
sunfish, yes.
Sunfish.
So lots of panfish.
You have muskies in there?
No, that's there's a couple in there. I think he was just listing off all the fish he actually knows. But yeah, no, there's
that's a pretty good list of fish he knows for a 5-year-old.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll get about musky fishing here. That's his dad's favorite fish to fish for. But he just got back from walleye fishing, so of course it's on his mind. Yeah. They went out to Putin Bay and got their limit daily. It was a lot of fun.
Good for them.
Brought back the wine. Brought that for you.
I know. Everybody, I am live on Instagram. And go there and check it out. You can see everything that's happening. You can see us drinking wine, dog, all of our beautiful faces. Bert and Chipper on a Thursday.
Awesome. Well, the last time I saw you, though, we were fishing.
We were. Okay, that's not now. That's a teaser, everybody. That's a teaser. Ooh. We're talking about that on the second segment.
Okay.
So everyone has to stay because I know once we start talking about that, it's gonna be the end
of
the show.
We need to talk about other things.
Yes. Yeah. So no, absolutely. But I am very curious about this whole pod because in my mind, I'm gonna be working all these hours and I'm gonna be able to buy acres upon acres of land and I'm gonna have a pond in there because I want to go wood duck hunting and duck hunting in my backyard. Yes. But I also want to go fishing.
So we've got ponds in the backyard too that we are hopefully next year going to start putting in some wood duck houses and things like that. It's not set up for wood duck hunting yet, but you know, it's still early in the game, but our front yard is amazing. It's all spring fed, so it's, you know, gin clear.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And
I've had the pleasure of going there and seeing your, like, that's the place you would want to hang out.
Yeah.
Like, that, your house is that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's our little home. It's our little home away from home, isn't it, Hudson?
Yeah.
Do you like to fish?
Yeah.
What kind of bait do you use when we fish at home?
Worms.
You worms? Where do you get those worms from?
From under, we dig for worms. Sometimes we buy worms from stores, and we get them from our grandpa.
From your grandpa? That's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. They like to buy a lot of worms for walleye fishing out in Putin Bay in Ohio there. So they always bring a bunch home, so Hudson gets
perfect.
To utilized in him. He got his own worm farm for Christmas. So
really?
Grew his own worms over the winter.
That is awesome.
So that this spring he could use them.
With this pond in your front yard that's overpopulated.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about putting together like a little fishery for kids or anything to help eliminate all
that? Yes, actually.
Because that would be
going to be hosting a family camp this year for Cub Scouts. So both of our kids, Violet was on with me, was it late last year? But both of the kids are in Scouts. So we are hosting family camp this year that will have a fishing clinic.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Then we need to have not everybody, but you know, people on here and talk about that because getting kids out in the outdoors is what we live for.
Exactly.
Getting everybody out. So Hudson, I'm very excited that you're here right now.
Yeah, they're going to make their own fishing poles.
Outdoors through a kid's eyes. Like, that's not something you get to think about every single day.
I know. Hudson, do you have a tip for somebody that's just starting out fishing as a 5-year-old?
Silence. No. Silence. What about casting?
Yes.
Yes, you got to cast.
What about casting?
Okay.
What about casting?
First you push the button, then you put it over your head, then you throw it, and then you get the button go, and then it will go into the water.
Then it will go in. Good job. That's exactly how you have to do it. Yeah. Very exciting. Very nice. All right. Nice. So, Mama. I don't know why I'm calling you Mama. Okay, so okay. Michelle and I are friends. So, this is why this is a very comfortable episode, because we're friends. We've been friends for a while. Why do I always forget how we met?
I don't know, because I probably don't. It just feels like we're family and how long we've known. You know, it's been a short, long while.
Uh-huh.
Quickly
yes,
friends.
Yes.
But well, like the bow fishing thing from Whale Tales. We had talked about that. I know that was, I think, when we first started becoming fast friends. And it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago. The bow fishing event she's talking about is with Whale Tales. That's coming up. Yep. I don't know if it's still called a Stilettos Bow Fishing League. I feel like they changed the name from Stilettos.
Yeah.
But obviously Stilettos is a girl thing. Mm-hmm. And but they have about 6, 7, 8 boats, bow fishing boats with huge LEDs from the front and generator in the back. So all the lights keep going. You play loud music. You have a great time, a cooler. And then you have, they supply all the arrows and the bows and everything that you possibly could need.
Yeah.
They supply it and you just go out there and shoot all the carp, get rid of those carp.
Yeah,
you do not want those.
For any of the ladies that have never been bow fishing or introduced to the sport, it's really nice and a very comfortable atmosphere to be mm-hmm. able to be amongst a bunch of ladies who also have not done it before, as well as those that are seasoned bow fishermen.
Yep.
And it's a blast. It's a blast. I think that's when we first started hanging out, but it's carried
that
over.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's carried over so for so many different amazing memories we've had together, from pheasant hunting and
so
fishing and
me slipping and falling. I don't know how, every single time I go out with you, I feel like I embarrass the heck out of myself.
Can't stay on 2 feet. No.
No.
Don't give her a stick of gum. It's over.
You know, poor guys at work. Okay. I have to bring the story up at work. So, as everybody may know, that I am a heavy equipment operator, right? Well, okay, correction. I'm a 4th-year apprentice. And today we were stripping all the topsoil and getting rid of, we're pretty much stripping the land to get ready to dig footings. Why is my dog wagging his tail so much?
Because I'm giving him some
pets. So we're digging in and I'm like, oh, look at all these hostas. I want some hostas because I am now a garden person. I have a big garden and it makes me extremely happy. By garden, I mean flowers, not like a vegetable garden. I mean a garden. And digging, I'm tearing apart the hostas to get it all ready and kneel down and I'm just talking, chit-chatting with everybody around me and everything. And they're like, I'm like, oh, what is on my arm? I'm feeling little bites. I'm like, oh my gosh, ants. I hate ants. I hate, capital hate ants. I cannot tell you how badly I loathe them. I cannot do that. I cannot do ants. Ants. Spiders, fine. Ticks, fine.
I can't do spiders.
Anything else, I'm fine.
I can't do
ants.
Spiders.
I can't do ants.
Ticks, I'm all right with. Ants, I'm okay with. It's spiders.
But I'm looking at my hand, my arm, and they're just biting me and crawling all over me. And I'm looking at the guy, I'm like, oh, look at all these ants on my arm. He's like, on your arm? Check out how many pants or ants are on your pants.
Did you do the ants pants
down,
dance?
Oh, no. Obviously, I work with 95% dudes, right? And I let out the loudest scream possible. My hard hat goes flying off. I run across the yard because I'm like shaking all the dirt out. So I'm shaking all the ants and the larvae and everything all over my legs. And they're just crawling all over me. And I just freak out. Oh, it was such a horrible, horrible moment. Now everybody at work thinks I'm a girly girl because I'm screaming because of ants. They keep like throwing dirt at me, saying, oh, look at that ant, look at that ant. Or see a little speck on me. I'm like,
ants
look
in
at this
pants
ant.
Dance.
Oh, my
it.
Gosh. It was when I was a kid, I fell into a fiery anthill in Florida.
Oh, no.
And I had to take the longest tomato bath ever.
Is that what you have to do for ant bites?
Yeah.
Tomato baths?
Yeah.
I vaguely, my sister did the same. She had a teddy bear once that in California had fallen into an ant pile. And when she had picked it up, it got all over her as well, but I don't remember. I remember the screams.
On the way home, I have so many freckles. They're all ants. Okay, when we get back, because somehow we already made it to the first break. When we get back, we'll talk about salmon fishing out on Lake Michigan and the wonderful boat that we went on. Hint, hint, the person we had on the show last week.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Call us 844-967-2789.
Tonight ain't nothing gonna slow me down. I did my time.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Do you find yourself stuck in the depths of indecisiveness when choosing which frozen pizza should be for dinner? It's time to heave-ho that hesitancy and snag a Brewpub pizza. Proud partner of UW Badger Athletics, made right here in Scotty and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are everything we love here in Wisconsin. So next time you're in your frozen department at your local grocery store, look no further than a Brewpub pizza for quality, quantity, and plenty of satisfaction. Brewpub pizza is also available at Camp Randall.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
You're listening to 540 AM WAUK, The Shaw, 101 FM. You can find us on Spotify and Apple after the show. Goes right to a podcast. I always think about this right now, but I'm live on Instagram, so I can't look. But I forget what number episode we're on. Calvin, do you know what number episode we're on?
I can try to find it.
Ooh, look at you go. I have no idea.
We'll get the number.
What was that?
So we'll get the number.
We will. One day. But I'm very excited because we keep spreading all in Wisconsin. If you go on to Civic Media on their Instagram or Facebook, you can see all the different stations that we're in right now. We're almost covering Wisconsin.
I love it.
It's very exciting. Fastest growing hunting, fishing, outdoor radio show right now on 540 AM, 101 FM.
I love it.
So exciting.
There's nothing out there like it.
I know. So today we have Michelle Ferretta and Hudson.
Say hi.
Hi.
And I love when we have kids on the radio because we don't get to normally think as a kid. Five-year-old freshly in the outdoors, see it through their eyes. It's completely different because as you and I were talking about before, he is a fantastic fisherman. He can cast like it's nobody's business. But you know why? Because he's doing it out of the pure joy of his heart. We do it thinking, okay, maybe the fish is going to be over here. Maybe the fish is going to be over here. Maybe I should cast it a little bit farther. Maybe I should try a different bait. Maybe I should put a spinner bait, a frog, something. We're always thinking on how we can improve it, which takes the fun out of it. Unless you're actually catching everything, then it's really fun. But Hudson, I'm jealous. Can I be 5 years old again?
No.
No? Why not?
Because you're too big.
I'm too big? Oh, how? This is going to be a fun question. How old do you think I am, Hudson?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
16.
Yeah, I am 16 years old. Look at me go. Thank you, Hudson.
Fresh behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I got my driver's license until I was 17, maybe 18. It was right out of high school, and I graduated when I was 17, so.
I was a little late driver as well.
I don't think my mom trusted me. She has very good reason. But I never, okay, I lied. One. I had one speeding ticket since 17, and now I'm 34. In like 30 days, I'll be 35. FYI, everybody. I'm really excited about my birthday.
When was that again? You said in a couple days?
30 days.
30 days.
I think. I don't know. June 17th.
Yay! The best ones are born in June.
Oh, yes, they are. And Joel's birthday is June 8th. We will be here on his birthday, actually.
Hey, all three of the littles were born in June.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so before our break, we were talking about our salmon fishing trip. So if you were listening last week, or you can go back on the podcast on Spotify and Apple, we were talking with Mike Keller. Yeah. Mike Keller brought Peaches in. We have to bring up the dog right away because I'm a dog person. And we were talking about his fishing charter, how it's brand new. He put his all into it. He just bought that new boat.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember what it's called, but I don't. But it's one of the, it's like a houseboat. I call those like a houseboat.
Yeah, it's a houseboat.
Because there's a bedroom, there's a bathroom, there's a kitchen, there's like all the things. There's an upper deck, lower deck.
All the convenience of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a houseboat.
So I call it a houseboat. I don't know exactly what it's called. I don't know.
It's a houseboat.
But we went on in his boat, correct?
We did. It was so much fun.
Five of us. We were going to have six people, but the last person canceled, so it's just totally fine. And we limited out.
Nailed it.
Five-person limit. Five-man limit. It was absolutely fantastic. So not only does Keller take you out fishing, he fed us, gave us booze and, you know, water, brought us out to the perfect spot. That one spot, the first spot we went to, was not working, so he just picked it all up, and we went to a different spot. Like, he puts in work. He puts in an extreme amount of work that he knows where the fish are. Yeah. And he's killing it out there now.
The fact that he put us on fish each and every time, it was amazing. And then to hear, you know, to have that discussion with him about his the way he thinks about it, as we were just talking about, as a 5-year-old, you don't think about those things. But as an adult, when you're just starting out like that, being able to know where the fish are and then putting your customers out there on fish, it's
stress that I could not imagine.
It's amazing.
Like when we went out pheasant hunting, like I was feeling stressed because I feel like we all told each other to come out, but we're still all relying on each other to like help guide, put in all of our knowledge to, but we didn't get anything, but we still had fun, but it still stunk because we had a newbie with us. We wanted that person to get their first bird.
Yeah, right? And I was the newbie. That was my first time on Lake Michigan.
That was
my first time. My bucket list, and never. I've told everybody since. I have never been so humbled by a fish than reeling in those lake cohos that are just. You just don't think of the struggle.
Yeah.
You don't think of the fight and the length of time that it takes to actually reel in those fish. It's amazing.
Yeah, when you get those big ones out there, it just, you arm, then you have to bring in the plano board. The plano board comes in, you got to take that out and still got to reel it in. And then it's not like bass fishing, a walleye fish. Well, I guess it's kind of like walleye fishing, but where you just like crank it, you just set the hook right away and start reeling in. You just... So, like, you set the hook a little bit, and then you start reeling it, because those mouths, they're smaller mouths. They're probably paper thin, like bass, but...
Man. And you still get losses, you know? Look at Bree lost a couple, you know, in a row. When...
like, seven in a row.
Poor girl.
Oh, I know. I was trying so hard to get Brianna out here, but...
Nope. I felt for her. I felt for her when you lose that many in a row, you know. But the last one totally made up for it, you know. And then
Brianna always catches the biggest.
Yeah.
No matter where I go, all the fishing trips her and I have gone on. I lied, I think. Ooh, this brings us to my next topic. When Brianna and I went noodling.
Oh.
I believe I got the biggest fish, but not by much.
No, you guys are going again this summer?
Oh, hopefully we are, yes. Hopefully. And just like that, we're at the next break. See? Bring it right into noodling. I'm going to convince you get this whole break. Think about it, girl. Call us 844-967-2789.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 49 tonight under overcast skies with isolated thunderstorms likely. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, highs around 56. Lows dip down to about 40. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Oh, yeah.
Special needs.
Special needs, thank you.
Disabilities.
It's a golf outing for them, the Spencer James golf outing. Oh, I'm so excited. Nice. I'm telling everybody about it, and I wish I could bring people there, but can't.
Can people register their teams?
Gosh, I wish I was more prepared for this. Robin, if you're listening, I'm hugging you right now. I swear I am. And also, you made me buy patchouli. I bought patchouli laundry soap. Mm. But yes. So before the break, we were talking about noodling.
Yes.
Noodling. This is always a weird topic for everybody. I wish I knew why. It can't just be the stick in a hand in a hole. It can't be just that.
I think it's more of the claustrophobia for me. I would love to. I think I would probably go with the ladies. However, it's the fear of the unknown for me. I know they prep it. I know that they tell you that there's nothing in there.
But they check it for you. But there's always a possibility with everything.
There's always a possibility.
No matter what you do, there's a possibility for it to fail.
And I'm a tiny lady, so if it's a big fish,
then you're a strong lady too, girl.
Woo.
So I went with prior to going with Brianna. I went with my friend.
There's a lot of pictures.
Hudson showed me all his bass fishing pictures. Mm. They're like bigger than his whole body. Well, not body, but his torso.
Yeah.
You get some good bass in that pond.
Yeah, they could be bigger.
That's me hugging a snake.
Oh, that's you hugging a snake. Okay, we're showing all these pictures now. How brave he is.
Yes. He's brave. I'm not.
Girl's braver than you right now, girl. Come on. So I went out to Wren Lake down in Benton, Illinois. So from here, from Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. I almost forgot what street this was. Everybody can come down and see us and have some wine and whatever. So come down and visit us. But from here, it's probably about a 6.5-7 hour drive.
That's not bad at all.
No. But the reason why I chose Wren Lake is because Brittany Jill chose Wren Lake. She posted on Facebook that she was putting together a group and looking for people to join. And this is probably about 4 years ago now. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. I'll do this. I don't care where it is. I don't care how much it costs. I want to do it. It's on my bucket list. And so I told her, hey, I want to come do this, but it's just going to be me. I don't know anybody. I don't know any of your friends. And she's like, oh, absolutely, come on down. But everybody else canceled on her end except for me. So it was just Brittany, Jill, and I. And Brittany's been doing this for years. Like, she knows what to expect. This is my first time.
Yeah.
And, oh, Lanta, I was terrified. Absolutely terrified. But see, for me, it's a water fear. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out.
So you can't touch the bottom?
Well, no, you can. Oh, you can touch the bottom the whole entire time.
Okay.
There's spots where when they jump in, you can see that they're still standing, or they're like, oh, okay, this is pretty deep. I'm like, no, thank you. So they jump in every single time and they check the hole for you and everything. So, but Brittany and Jill and I went down and did it with Wren Lake fishing guides. And it was an absolute blast.
What time of year did you go?
Oh, it was freezing. Ugh. It was the end of August, I believe it was. But it was a rainy day and everything. Like, it wasn't fantastic, perfect weather like I was hoping. It was like when you and I went salmon fishing.
Oh.
It was like that. But drizzly and everything still. But to get in the water, too, it was freezing. But
it'd be cold.
Where I'm going with the story is that Brittany got her personal best. It was a 42-pounder. Isn't that insane?
She's
a tiny girl. She is tiny, but fierce. She is strong as heck.
So walk me through how you catch it then. Because in my mind and what I see online is you gotta just jam your fist down its mouth.
If you're watching Hannah Baron.
Yes.
She is.
She's
your own breed.
She's something else.
Not watch her because she goes after. She does everything herself.
She's bonkers.
She doesn't need
somebody like me that needs
somebody to go in there first to check the hole.
Right.
She just goes right in there and does it herself. Yeah. She's the one
Amazing.
Woman machine.
Yeah.
So with them, with Wren Lake, they go down. They have all these spots marked.
Sure.
It's like when we go fishing, the marked spot. So they have pallet board fences that they made, and you can stick them in the ground. So there's openings on each side of the log or whatever that's in the water. And then they cover one entrance or exit, and then they have the other one because they check the hole first, and there's a fish in there or a turtle or anything like that. And it's kind of funny because this guy is missing two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of perfect. So they go down and check it, and they say, yeah, there's a fish in here. There's two fish in here. There's three fish, whatever. So the one guy goes in there and blocks the exit entrance, whatever it is. And then the next person says, okay, let's go. And then they have a gate that they pick up and move down easily so you can go down there and stick your hand in there. But so they check it, they stick it, and when you're reaching in there, oh, the first one is terrifying because you know what to expect, but you don't. So the way they explain it, the way they bite is when you put your arm out and do like a karate chop, like that's what it feels like. Like I would do it to you, like.
Sure.
That's what the catfish bites. So there's like no teeth. There's very little teeth, but you know, they're normal fish. So they bite down, but you have to grab onto the lip. It's not like Hannah Baron when she sticks a whole arm through the fin.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. You have to give the whole hook.
You don't have to hoorah that thing. They bite down and you just grab their lip and just pull it out. But they are thrashing. Because they obviously don't want to do that. So they're just thrashing. So you just pull it out. And then they have a floating net where they stick it in the net. But the funniest part for me is when like I said, if I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out. So you have to dive down, hold your breath, dive down, and get ready to be scared. And I'm trying to get down. I had to like grab the dude's leg and like pull myself down because I couldn't get myself down that far. And it's muddy water, so you can't see what you're doing. Nope. Don't open your eyes.
Nope.
Oh, man. It was the first time it bit me. My first fish was like an 18 or 19 pound fish. And they're like, we heard you scream from under the water. It was probably about 5 feet.
They're like,
we heard you scream. And then Brittany got it on camera and everything. And when I got out, I'm just like, whoa, this is so exciting. I got a first catfish and to toss it over my shoulder like, hey, put it in the net. I'm like, no, this is my fish. It was the greatest time.
That's awesome. And you went back a second time, so yep. Obviously.
Yep, and Brittany, we had a whole group put together. I don't know if you were you in that group?
No.
We put together a group. It was probably about 6 people because we only allowed 6 people on this boat. We put together a group, but slowly but surely everyone canceled. So it's just Brianna and I.
Last year or this year?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but.
And this year?
This year. I know. I'm so excited.
When are you planning? Are you planning on still going? Is that the season? August?
I will be emailing them. I haven't put together a group yet because work's been super crazy. And August is our busiest month.
Sure.
But we're going to. I feel like last time we had you on the show, we talked about pheasant hunting and we went pheasant hunting the next weekend. So.
Just a little.
If everybody has ever gone noodling, give us a call at 844-967-2789. It is the... Oh, and I even wore my Got Bit shirt. They give you a free shirt and like a headband and all these kind of things too.
You know who has been noodling before is Stephanie Stevens.
Oh, she does everything.
She is, yeah. One woman show too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys talk about that the last time?
We did not.
I think she was here, so...
She's done that either.
Let's put her on the list. Maybe we could get the girls together.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. So is it any of this convincing you to do it?
A little bit. As I'm inviting friends along.
That just means you cannot cancel. You cannot lose out. This is why you need to put down a security deposit because these things happen. Your mind takes over and you don't want to do it.
But yeah. Yeah, we'll go.
We'll go.
We'll go.
We're definitely going to get you to go.
We'll go. We'll get in the water. We'll see. You know what happens when we get there.
But for this segment, we forgot to talk about our fishing trip for Mike Keller for Foul Dogs.
Oh, it's fun.
We didn't complete our fishing trip. So I want you to take us through the whole day in your eyes because my eyes, it's always going to be different. So like, what was it for your first time?
I was so nervous.
You were so nervous. Why were you nervous?
Because, for one, you don't know. You don't know how you're going to feel. You don't know how the weather is going to be. You don't know. And if you don't, you've never done it before, everything is new. So, you know, used to 5 and 7 year old poles. I embarrassingly asked you the night before, do I have to bring anything? What kind of bait and tackle do I need?
You did. That was so perfect.
So, you know, when you don't know, you don't know. And I was nervous, but it was so much fun when the sun rising and the seagulls following us out, you just feel it. And it was a nice day. So it wasn't cold. So mm-hmm. we were able to sit up top and watch everything that was going on. And when the fish were biting, the fish were biting. Oh, I remember yeah. there was one time we had, what, two lines, three lines running at the same mm-hmm. time that we had to, we had to finagle. And when you've got that much energy, it really does bring a lot of fun. I had so much fun.
So
out of the nerves, it became fun. So after, you know, the sun rose and everything was going on that way, I was worried that we weren't going to catch anything because we were pretty slow at first. And then all of a sudden it hit, and then it hit, and then it hit, mm-hmm. and then it stopped. And then we picked up.
Yep.
And then, you know, we followed the fish and followed the advice of Keller. And it was so much fun.
Yeah, it's always nice when you have a captain that guides you on what's yeah. happening.
Yeah.
And how to do it. So reeling in the first fish, what was that like?
So what was nice is having Keller, because I had, one, no idea where to place the pole. I had no idea.
Place the pole, meaning like when you're
in your belly button. Yeah. When the fish is on and having to actually grab the line and put the pole in your belly button and hold on tight. You know, that's the one thing I just remember is just put it in your belly button. Hold on, reel. And just steady reeling. So mm-hmm. it was nice. And it was nice being able to be shown that way. And then once you get the hang of it, you know, and you get the next one, and they're like, yeah, go ahead. Take yep. this one. Mm-hmm. Take this one. Or you see, oh, line seven's peeling.
Oh, yeah. And he puts out, I believe, 12 lines, 14 lines?
Depending on, yeah, I think it's what, two per person?
Yeah.
Two lines per person. Yep. If it's a total of six, you get.
I think last week or the week prior, he had like 90% of the lines going at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. He's been limiting out.
All the fish been coming in.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, so, oh. But I was like, "Oh, hot dog!"
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but it's absolutely fantastic. But yeah, we kept. It was your first time. Of course, we're gonna give you the fish.
Yeah.
Like, reel that baby in. We're just gonna sit here and take videos and pictures. Of course, they're all over my Instagram and Facebook, and yours as well.
Yeah, definitely. But, made some great reels out of that.
And then when we're coming back, it was absolutely beautiful watching it. The sun was not setting. I think we came back around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 or 2. It was early afternoon.
Yeah, and then he sits right there and he cleans all the fish for you. Yeah. He bags all the fish for you.
Yeah, it was really nice cleaning it and fish right there at shore. Mm-hmm. So I was able to take them. Remember your cooler? I forgot my cooler last time. So just having a bag of mm-hmm. a fish in your
just
trunk.
Flowing around in your trunk.
Luckily, I had an extra garbage bag that I had in the back of my trunk anyway. So, you know, it's not a clean trunk.
Everybody has a clean trunk, man. Mine is so dirty from work.
Totally
and
forgot.
And turkey hunting. Yes. Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. That's now yours is this week, right?
Yep. I had B week, and now it's D week right now. So we have E and F to go.
I didn't even get my tag this spring because I'm just so busy. Life is just so busy right now. I know.
Life is always going to be busy.
Always busy. Plus,
that's an excuse.
It's fishing season right now.
It's an excuse. Get out on the outdoors.
Absolutely. Every single time. Every time.
Every time.
Unless it's noodling, then you have to be talked into it.
844-967-2789.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on civic media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees. Download the Civic Media app.
I saw this TikTok. It's so perfect. So, they call it May because it may snow. It may rain. It may be 70, but it may be 20. Who knows? We don't because 38 degrees this morning and ended at 71 degrees. Yeah. Dumb. So dumb.
Only Wisconsin can get all
in one day. But thank you to Bill for texting. And correcting me, it's three lines per person.
Three lines.
Three lines, not two lines.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about. But three lines, five-person limit. Well, bam. Everybody came home with fish. Absolutely fantastic.
And full bellies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, there was, what, three girls? So we just all brought food and champagne and snacks. All the things.
All the things. All it was so nice.
So turkey hunting. We have to get you... We ended with you... Not turkey hunting this season.
Yeah.
Because you're too busy.
Too busy.
I feel like I need to yell at you right now.
That's okay. You can scold me. You call me about it. The mom roles have reversed.
What are you doing, girl?
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Do better. Oh, man.
So you're going out this weekend?
I am going out this weekend. I have a cookout on Saturday. But... Saturday morning. Okay. Morning thing. So I had week B, as I was saying before.
Yeah.
I did not get a dang turkey. So upsetting. I had hens, but no toms or jakes. Nothing. None of them. I heard them, but I could not see them. Very frustrating. So hopefully this weekend I'll get one because I need to put a turkey in the freezer.
Yeah.
Like it has to happen. Turkey season is slowly becoming one of my favorite. Minus waterfowl, because I absolutely love duck hunting.
I enjoy it in the fall. I really do enjoy it in the fall, because it's just, if you're not turkey hunting, then you're deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
I mean, we can't start talking about that now. I'm getting remorse, like.
I'm a fall gal.
Bill and I started watching Harry Potter, and I lit an apple cinnamon candle, and I brought out my weighted heated blanket. I'm like, it feels like fall. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I still have my heated blanket on, too. I have had it on every day for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yep. What season?
3 or 4 years.
Years, not days.
To be honest.
So what will get you out turkey hunting? Will you go out this fall, as you were saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This fall.
So you're more of a fall turkey hunt instead of a spring?
Yeah, this spring. It's just
so why not the spring? Like, what makes you change your mind?
The time from life with the beginning of the kids, all their birthdays coming up.
Yep.
You got spring, the kids are ending school.
Yeah.
It's a busy time of year for work. So.
But man, your backyard.
Yeah. Oh, I could go.
You could go right there.
I kicked up a doe this morning checking on the chickens.
Did you?
I did.
Aww.
I did right in the backyard.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, I went, like I said, I never saw one tom. And then the person, the property I was hunting on the farm, sent me a message the other morning saying, look at all these toms in my front yard or backyard, wherever it was.
Where?
But it was like right there.
Yeah.
And just about 100 yards from where I was hunting. I'm like, oh.
Rub it in.
They come right past where you were. I'm like, oh, thanks. This is absolutely wonderful. I do not feel bad at all. Thank you very much.
Who's got to go to a job when you got a hunting to do? No, I would love to go. I would love to go this spring turkey. I don't think there's any tags left.
No,
I would squeeze it in if
not.
I had. If I, I would absolutely squeeze it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you got time. You got time, and I'm going to. We have a. I'll be gone in Florida next week, all next week. So
that'll be nice. Hopefully, you bring back the warm weather. But yeah, so we have turkey hunting going on for E and F, and as you were saying that they have leftover tags go for sale, and they. On the DNR website, they send you the dates of when the tickets are going to go on sale because it's not the same time, same day every single year. And I swear those, the E and F are the tags that usually go, like you can buy those last. And they just sell out within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a week.
Yeah.
But they sell it so fast. And it's at that weird time of the year too, where you don't know whether to wear all your ice fishing gear or just light spring gear. I remember Bill and I went out one time and we were sitting in a blind and dear Lord, I was sweating. It was the worst time. I fortunately got a turkey that time. But it was in the morning. I was absolutely freezing by the afternoon. I'm like sweating.
The time, yeah, the time that I took Violet turkey hunting in the fall. Is it last year, year before last? It was so hot. And she was, you know, stripped down to her skivvies at mm-hmm. one point. And she's like, can I stand up? I'm like, no. You're blonde hair, blue eyed. You've got, you know, just your face painted up. No, thank mm-hmm. you, ma'am. No, thank you.
So with this, when you do harvest the turkey, what's your favorite recipe? What do you do with them?
That's so cute. Oh, the duck. He found a picture of me holding a duck.
Nice.
Duck.
It's not a duck. It's a goose.
Silly goose.
Silly goose. So I like similar turkey. to like a duck breast. So I like to breast them out. But
yeah.
Yeah. They're really good.
Do you have like a favorite recipe that you go like a go to one?
I don't. No.
You don't?
Just seasonings. Seasonings.
Just seasonings.
Add seasonings. And butter. And butter and
butter
seasonings.
Butter always the winner.
Butter and seasonings. Do you?
One year, Bill and I, it was for fall hunting. We did a regular turkey, like a store-bought turkey, and then we had the turkey that I shot.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a bacon weave. That was my first time doing a bacon weave. So you buy two packages of bacon, not the thick cut, just a regular smoked bacon.
Yeah.
You lay it out horizontally, and then you lay another layer over it vertically, and then you just do a basket weave.
Yep.
And then at the end, you just wrap it around your turkey. Wrap it around your turkey, and then you just put toothpicks in there and just stick it in the oven or put it on the Traeger or whatever it is. And
bacon wrapped anything.
Oh gosh, right? But it was one
any
of the
any certain
greatest.
Flavor, bacon, maple
no.
or apple or
I always do like the maple.
Yeah,
I have maple everything. Like my favorite seasoning is smokehouse maple.
Yeah,
like, yes, like my favorite. It goes on my eggs. It goes on my steak. It goes on my burgers. It goes on my broccoli. It goes on my mashed potatoes. It goes on everything.
Everything.
But with that, that's my absolute go-to favorite.
Sure.
But bacon wrapped anything, or you do a stuffed. Just cut it right down the middle and put the cream cheese in there.
Mm.
Put some chop up some chives, parsley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put. Oh man, why do I always do this? I feel like. After this show, I have to go to Culver's or something on my way home because I'm always hungry. Bill, if you're listening, please, please put dinner in the oven. I don't know what we're having, but please, I'm always hungry. Oh, man. Yeah,
Eli's at home with Violet right now, and they're probably just doing some sort of ravioli type thing from a can. But, you know, I promised him we'd stop on the way home.
Nice. Oh, Calvin. Hudson, you got anything to say to everybody before we get done? No? Okay, he has nothing. I say he's going to say get out there and go fishing.
Do you like to go fishing?
He's just paying attention to this
phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Raised in Wisco, 540 AM, WAUK, The Shaw.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on